Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Discover Jesus Here and Now.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper and had said, Master, who is the one who will betray you? When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, Lord, what about him? Jesus said to him, What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me. So the word spread among the brothers that that disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die, just, What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that this testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The disciples like Peter and the other ones were in the lucky situation that they met the risen Christ. They had the opportunity to eat and drink with Jesus Christ after his death and resurrection. They got his words directly from him. And they witnessed how the fishing net was suddenly so full that it almost threatened to tear. Thomas had the chance to touch the risen Lord when he was not able to believe. The disciples were able to understand, in Germany we say that you understand something with your hands, what it means that Jesus lives. But now the Easter season is coming to an end. We already celebrated Ascension Day. At that means to the disciples, the risen Lord is no longer visible and touchable for them. From now on, it might not be so easy to discover all the things Jesus did, because he won't show them to the disciples as he did before. But as we heard in the Gospel, there are so many other things Jesus did that they would fill countless books. Hence, the disciples have the chance to discover Jesus' deeds wherever they are. And so can we today. Even when the risen Lord does not point it out to us, it is our task to open our eyes and, maybe more important, our hearts, and to discover Jesus' signs in our world. I am convinced there are so many signs and deeds of him. Remember, he always ate with his friends. So whenever we share a good meal with others, when we listen to our neighbor with all heart, when two people smile at each other who have quarreled before, then it is something Jesus made possible. These are the signs of him in our world today. And there are so many others. We just have to recognize them. We just have to open our eyes and hearts for them. So maybe you want to spend this weekend of Pentecost with open eyes and an open heart to discover Jesus' deeds in your environment. Where and when is he alive? And how can you tell others from your experiences with him? Tomorrow we are going to celebrate that the Holy Spirit came on the disciples and enabled them to tell everybody what they witnessed with Jesus Christ. We already received the Holy Spirit in baptism and confirmation. Hence, we are enabled to tell everybody what we experienced with the risen Lord. It is not necessary to write more books or to extend the written gospel. It is just necessary to tell the world where and when we see the signs of Jesus' deeds today. With this telling, we can help others to discover Jesus and his action in their lives too. And in this way, we can contribute to the message of Jesus always remaining relevant and spreading in our world, even though the risen Lord has ascended into heaven. There are so many other things that Jesus did and is still doing. We just need to discover them day by day.